he's under house arrest.
Last night, he had a block party in Manhattan celebrating his freedom.
We welcome you to Democracy Now, Stephen Donziger. How does it feel to be free?
Thank you, Amy, for that introduction. It feels wonderful. Honestly, I didn't really understand freedom until it was taken away. We take it for granted. And, you know, what happened to me and more importantly, the people down in Ecuador who I represent who are still suffering tremendously from toxic pollution caused by Chevron, you know, it was just something that I think was entirely inappropriate. And unethical, and I don't think I should have spent a day in detention as a successful human rights lawyer. But there was a retaliation play by Chevron and some of its allies in the judiciary. I dealt with it. We built our campaign even stronger during my time in detention. It was not fun. It was painful for me and my family. But we're thrilled that that phase of this battle is over. We're ready to move on to the next part, which is really try to get the judgment that the people of Ecuador want complied with by Chevron so they can clean up the toxic pollution on their ancestral lands. That's where we're going to be focused now.
And Stephen, are you still a prisoner of Chevron? You've been disbarred from practicing law in New York. Can the law firm of Gibson, Dunn, and Crutcher still come for you?
You know, I don't know. I just want to be clear, though. I have been disbarred. It was all based on the Chevron retaliation case, carried out by the Gibson Dunn law firm that was largely based on the testimony of an admitted lying witness that Chevron paid a bunch of money to and coached for 53 days. The judgment in Ecuador has been validated by multiple appellate courts, including the Supreme Courts of Ecuador and Canada, for enforcement purposes. Chevron still faces enormous risk. My disbarment was based on the finding of one judge here in New York who contradicted the findings of 28 appellate judges in Ecuador and Canada. But on that basis, I had my law license taken without a hearing. So one of the things I'm going to be focused on is getting my law license back. That said, I'm still in a position to advocate, to help my clients. I'm not going to court anyway. There are other members of our legal team that played that particular role. But it is important to establish the principle that a human rights lawyer who does this kind of frontline important human rights work and earth defense work not be disbarred, not be jailed for doing his or her job. And that's what happened to me. And I will say the larger issue, this case goes well beyond me. I want to be very clear about that. Chevron tried to use me as what I would say a weapon of mass distraction so people wouldn't focus on the environmental crimes they committed in Ecuador. This goes way beyond me because ultimately if we allow this type of private corporate prosecution, I was prosecuted, by the way, not by the U.S. government, which rejected the charges against me, filed by a federal judge, who then appointed a private law firm that had Chevron as a client. And that was my prosecutor, which explains this extraordinary length of detention for a misdemeanor. You know, I was in detention 993 days for a misdemeanor crime. I assert my innocence, but even if I were guilty, the maximum sentence is 180 days. So why was I in for 993 days? So there are a lot of irregularities here that we plan to challenge and try to correct. But ultimately, this was really about a corporate capture, I believe, of an element of our federal judiciary in retaliation for my work. And, you know, that's a playbook that I think the industry, the fossil fuel industry, that is, plans to continue to use against lawyers and activists who are a little too successful.
Stephen, we're going to have to leave it there because we've come to the end of the show and the end of your Zoom capacity, it sounds like. Stephen Donziger is human rights lawyer, successfully sued Chevron in Ecuador for dumping oil and toxic waste in the Amazon, just off house arrest after nearly 1,000 days. Democracy Now! Has an immediate job opening for a news writer producer. Check out democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Stay safe.
Good afternoon, I'm DJ Firefly. It's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Starting today with Super Shy.
States Air Force, and I've deployed three times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jackmake, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Hiatus Coyote. Tune Sparkle Tape Breakup, the Mind Sign Remix. That's from Mood Variant. BBO Sound Machine before that with Truth No Lie from the new release Electricity. Right now I have J&B Kings with Checkmate. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money?
What?
Chintzy college stations. We'll be right back.
Was Jesse Cormack with Let It Go from his new release Solo, before that Near Death Experience, with the tune Whiskey Tango Foxtrot from their release Divide by Zero, also Kahuna Beats, before that with Major Tech, the ODC dub mix from Doublicious. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Right now I have Working Men's Club and their new tune, Widow.
We'll be right back. choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, remind me about that party again?
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid washed anything. 4. A members only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Yeah. Coverage area. Remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.